everybody, welcome to the TMT Podcast. This is your host, David. With me, as always, is my fellow host, Jamie.
Hello, it's me.
And fall is always in season. And this season, did you know that they, I have to mention this briefly, did you know they came out with a movie about something from my childhood?
They did?
Yeah. Jamie, being a younger man, have you ever heard of Captain Underpants?
I'm very aware of Captain Underpants, yes.
Yeah. There's now a Captain Underpants movie.
The first big movie.
I kind of want to see it.
So do I. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I too want to see that movie. I was always a fan of the Captain Underpants stories. Just because of the way they
Until they introduced the new, like, baby underpants guy, and then I was kind of upset.
I didn't go that far.
Yeah.
Maybe look. Oh, yeah, I remember the first
one. They introduced a second hero who basically was even more like Superman. He's a baby from the diaper planet.
Catch on.
It's just not as good as the original thing, though.
The Adventures of Super Diaper Baby.
Yeah.
Oh. I just remember the third one, Captain Underpants and the Invasion of the Incredibly Naughty Cafeteria Ladies from Outer Space, and the subsequential assault of the equally evil lunchroom zombie nerds. I can't wait for that to be a movie title.
Yeah. I just love the fact that it's their principal they've turned into the superhero.
Yep. I wonder how true it is to the actual first story.
I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see and find out. Although, hopefully, it doesn't suck.
Because, I mean, every true...
If it sucks, so help me.
Every true Captain Underpants fan knows he doesn't have superpowers for the first couple of books.
No, he's just a guy in underwear.
And then eventually he gets zapped by a ray gun and actually develops superpowers.
Yeah, they gave him superpowers because he realized, look, we're not going to be able to keep this guy alive if we keep doing this.
It's a great series of stories.
Yeah, very good.
They are basically kids' books, but they're still, I'd say, quite enjoyable.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
I'll say this with the movie as well. Have you heard the Captain Underpants theme tune?
Oh, there's a theme tune now?
It has been done by Weird Al.
Oh. That's all I can say is, oh.
Yeah. It's perfect, really.
Does it fit?
Does the shoe fit? I think it's perfect for the movie, and I want to see the movie just to see how that's incorporated into it, too.
Alrighty. I wonder if there's a trailer or something I can find somewhere.
There's a music video for the theme tune.
Oh dear. Oh my.
But yeah. So I guess when does it come out? Is it out now or is it out soon?
I don't know. Sometime. How's that work?
Sometime this summer. Captain Underpants. 28th of July. For here anyway.
Okay.
So we're about a couple of months away from Captain Underpants movie. The official TMT podcast movie of the year.
10 out of 10.
You haven't even seen it yet. Speaking of movies.
Speaking of things you haven't seen.
Yeah, speaking of movies I haven't seen, Wonder Woman's come out to some good reviews.
Yeah, apparently that one has done very well. So it's finally dragged DC back out. It's bad movie-making stuff.
Yeah, DC's made a good movie. All they had to do is not include Batman.
Yeah, they just had to take out Batman and Superman. Who would have thought?
Yeah. But it's good to hear that Wonder Woman's done well, because I feel like with what they're doing with her, considering the first story set in World War One. And then we know she'll make it to present day. They've got a good time frame of just, like, stories they could do with her.
You know, we probably are not going to get another Wonder Woman movie, though, before Justice League.
Well, definitely not, because Justice League's late this year.
But I mean, we're not going to get one set in that time frame again.
Really, you think everything past this will be modern?
Yeah. Just like they did with Captain America.
Yeah, but the difference is Wonder Woman does get frozen. There's still Wonder Woman's still active for all those years.
Yeah, but she's looking for the painting. Or the photo, or whatever it was she was looking for. So I don't think they're gonna pull that out of their butts.
Maybe. They might do it. They could do a movie where they have like a villain in present day, but also show flashbacks to her encountering the villain before. Like,
hasn't she already countered him though?
Which villain? I meant just a random villain. If they did a sequel and had a different villain,
I'm very confused now.
What I'm saying is, like, they've got like a good, because of what Wonder Woman is as a character, they've got a good amount of like different eras that they can like choose to, like, they can either do like a present day movie sequel for her, or they could do one based any time between World War One and now.
I'm super confused by all these topics, so
I'm just saying there's a lot of different things they could do with Wonder Woman just based on what the character is.
Oh yeah, but you have to remember, no one's going to do that. You're thinking too hard about this. It's Hollywood.
Yeah, they're too busy making Deadshot the movie.
Yeah. Although, I saw two movie trailers this week. One of them I stopped halfway through because it was so awful.
Okay.
This is proof that Hollywood has run out of ideas. They're making an emoji movie.
Oh my god, yes.
I take it you know of this.
I've seen it, and I don't like it.
I don't know anyone who does.
It's prime example, we have no idea what we're doing. What's popular? Let's make a movie out of it.
Yeah, it's a prime example that Hollywood is officially out of ideas. Now, the other trailer I saw, which, again,
Did you finish this one, though?
Oh, yeah, I did. It doesn't necessarily prove that Hollywood's has no ideas because it's a remake. However, it still looks like it's going to be a very, very well-done movie. They are doing... They're doing Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh yes, I've heard about this.
There's like a list of names attached to that project that should be like this, like a list of just greatest actors of all time. It's gonna be really good. I'm so excited.
Kenneth Branagh, Penelope Cruz, Willem Dafoe, Judi Dench, Johnny Depp, Josh Gad, Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley. That's a good cast.
Yeah, it's just a list of like best names of the time.
Honestly, it is kind of, if someone said list like a bunch of actors who've never been bad in a movie. And yeah, it's kind of right.
Even if the movie's in bad, list actors who have been just mind-blowingly great. Okay, well, here's this list. It's this movie.
Basically, they're just all blank. They're probably the actors who saved bad movies at some point. They're the powerhouses.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. When does that come out? Let me see.
November 11th.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, I have something to watch in November. And I've already read the book, so I know I obviously know about it.
You know who's done it.
I'm still going to enjoy it. I mean, it's Poirot, one of the two greatest detectives of all time, him and Sherlock. Have you ever read Murder on the Orient Express or any other of Agatha Christie's works?
I think I've seen like a TV movie or something of it. I haven't read it.
No. You should read it.
I should read. I don't read a lot.
Jamie, do it.
I need to learn to read.
Need to learn to read.
Yeah.
Everybody, this is my co-star.
Guest star who doesn't do anything because he can't read.
Yeah, this is why you can't participate. This is why you don't bring anything new to the table.
I can't read. I just occasionally flip the table.
Did you see what they did to the pool?
Speaking of bringing things to the table.
Yes.
This week on the Team to Bar podcast, I had to retell a fan favorite story. Yeah.
Yeah, I told them about that. Yeah.
I believe Charlie's exact words were, get the boy on.
Yep. You see, in my defense, I did also tell my story, to because I figured if I'm going to call you out, I'll call myself out as well. But yeah, I told them that you had gotten that and about how you'd practically been doubled. Yeah. And they were curious.
Yeah. I mean, the kind of thing is, like, I'm very open with that kind of story, to the point where, like, I just don't care. It happened about last year now, so it's like,
whatever. He just spreads them.
Basically, yeah. To me, the most interesting detail about it was the fact that I remember so much, because apparently that is quite uncommon to just remember the whole thing.
No, yeah, you're not supposed to remember. You're supposed to be not able to remember that. You should not remember the tube going up from behind.
Yeah. I wish I remember what the nurse's name was.
Only that she saw you looking very, very pathetic, I'm sure.
Yeah. She saw and wiped drool away from my chest.
She saw you in your time of weakness.
That's a word for it. That is definitely a word for it.
He could have been somebody, but now he's just another patient. His name is Jaime.
It's always that way. I love the way my name's pronounced. Just because it's...
What, the way Americans say it?
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's Americans saying my name with a British accent.
Ah, I see.
Jaime.
Oh, Jaime, would you like to go on Lamborghini?
Everyone does Michael Caine.
The reason we do Michael Caine specifically... is because we know you'll laugh your face off if we do Michael Caine.
I love Michael Caine.
No one else will get that. No other impersonation will get that reaction from you. That's why we all do Michael Caine's, because we know it works. It's like, why use the butter when we know you want jam?
that's a great way to put that.
Butter and jam. All over that sticky man. What the heck did I just say? And this is the part where I get to go home.
Dave, are you not already home?
I mean, well, oh, Jaime, don't ruin the magic.
This is the point where the van shows up, the doors open, and the net goes over.
This is the part where you hear in the background, sir, look, we know you don't have a home, but you need to leave the bridge.
Sir, at least release the child.
Whoa, no, I'm not kidnapping children.
No, the child's just sat there with you. The child's got his own problems.
Yeah, but the way you just said that, it became way worse. Stop trying to get me in trouble in America. This is a serious thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like...
Bad Jaime.
I ain't the one with the child.
I don't have a child! Stop trying to do this! There is no child!
I really wish... You know, like, in the olden days of the podcast, where you'd, like, take clips from the old podcast to make the intro for the next one? Mm-hmm. I really wish you'd do that again, just so it could be, I don't have a child!
As the very beginning of this, I have no children. There are none I have created, and there are none I have taken. There are no children.
No children are mine in any way, shape, or form.
Exactly. Prick. You little English prick.
Just straight up prick. I love it.
Exactly.
Bloody prick.
At least I'm not calling you a slag anymore.
When did you... You've called me a slag?
Yeah, I called you a slag once because I thought it was just a funny word. And you took genuine offense to it, like I just murdered you or something. Or told you I killed your family.
I find slag to be very offensive.
Because... Yeah, I don't even know what it is. To me, it's just a word.
Yeah, it's just I don't really know either.
I just know it's apparently a British insult because you took real big offense to it that one time.
I love the idea of I use those words in my vocabulary that I use to insult people, and I find very insulted, but I have no meaning, understanding of what the actual insult is.
It's insulting, but I don't know why.
I love the idea that someone could be like, oh, you slag. I'm like, yeah, and trust me. I'd just be very insulted, and they're just like, so I called you a slag, so what? It don't mean nothing. I'm like, it means something, but what? What do they mean by this?
Reminds me of the scene in Family Guy, the third chicken fight, where they punch each other, and all of a sudden they just go, wait, what are we even fighting about? and then later they also go back to beating the crap out of each other.
They do that, then they like talk it out, and then they go out for dinner together, and then they get into another fight over who pays the check.
Yeah, and that's what every fight has been about since. Who pays the check?
Yeah. It's such a great example of just like, they must have just had an episode where they just didn't have enough time, so they just inserted like a 5-minute fight scene that made no sense. And then they were just like, alright, I guess. And then like 4 seasons later, they're like, this episode needs some more. Just throw another chicken fight in there.
Yeah, and now it's become like a rite of passage. If it doesn't have a chicken fight, what is it?
Yeah. Everyone loves that chicken.
Yeah, except Peter.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for him to like finish the chicken by like eating it, and then the chicken's just done for, period.
I believe in one of the most recent fights, the chicken got barbecued by a space shuttle. It burnt into a crisp, he sinks to the ocean, and his eye opens. Chicken can't die.
Unless he's eaten. I mean, people said I couldn't kill Freddy until I ate him.
Huh?
What?
Speaking of killing people, a game came out this week.
Amazing segue.
The Friday the 13th game has come out.
Yep. The one, it's in a similar vein to Dead by Daylight, but it's a bit different at the same time. It's really surprising here. Actually, you know, talking about hearing how those games both came together.
Yeah.
Because they were both just completely different ideas, where one was working on something and the other was working on something on, like, opposite sides of the world.
Yep.
And then they just both have to come up with a really similar asymmetrical stealth idea.
Yeah. What's surprising to me is they're both on, like, console. I'd have thought, looking at both games, I feel like they look like they're still in sort of an alpha phase, but they're both
Dead by Daylight's on console?
Dead by Daylight was recently released on console, yeah, I believe.
Oh, cool.
They're both games that I want to play, but I'm not too sure if they're like stable enough yet. Like, I don't want to buy them and like get a little bit
shit. You see, I thought you were going to go the way I was going to say. They're like, they both look like good games, but I don't know if I'm brave enough to ever start the game up after I buy it.
Oh, that true. Like, I'm nothing for him.
Like, that's a game I would play, but let's face it, I wouldn't, because I'm a coward.
I feel like you would play it if you could exclusively be the killer.
That's true. I do a very good job at killing people,
and
as we found out.
And I feel like you would take on that role as though you were an actor in a movie. Like, you would be singing to us. You'd be taunting us. You'd be calling me a slag.
Here's Davey. Here's a slaggy, slaggy slag.
You slag on a hook. I'm like, you fucking bastard. Just get off.
What do you mean by that? Why am I on a hook? Why are there spiders?
But yeah. But to me, the interesting thing about the Friday the 13th game is the way you kill Fred, the way you kill Jason.
Yeah, you can actually kill the bad guy. And it's the most complicated method outside of a game raid.
It's like a Call of Duty Zombies Easter egg in the amount of steps you have to take.
Or like the raid in a MMO.
Yep. It's anything like that. I kind of love that idea. I love the idea that the game is basically, yeah, you can escape, but if you really want to kill the guy, you have to team up and you have to be smart and you have to do things that are quite clever. Like, you have to call this guy. Someone has to be able to play as that guy.
What happens is, you have to use the radio to call the guy from the movie. Then two people have to die.
Yeah.
Then one of you gets to play as him.
Yeah.
Then someone else has to knock Jason's mask off.
Yeah. A female character has to dress up like Jason's mom.
A female character, it has to be a girl, has to go into Jason's house where he spawns and steal his mom's sweater. And the thing is, Jason is also brilliant. Immediately alerted when someone walks into his house. Then the girl has to, who's dressed as his mom, has to talk to him to try to calm him, and then someone else has to stun him.
And then
the guy who you called in has to take the machete and kill him.
Yeah.
That's what it all takes to kill him.
But that's brilliant, not only because of like the steps and everything like that, but the fact that it makes sense to the lore of Friday the 13th. Like, every single part of that is what would happen. That's how they would kill him in an actual Friday the 13th movie.
I think that might be how they killed him in a Friday the 13th movie.
Probably, but the fact they just use his mum. Like, I love it. I love it.
Your mom!
I love that game. I love the idea of that game. I just don't know if I'd ever play in the same vein. Just because I don't like the idea of a game where if I got screwed in like a bad spawn or something like that and died, and then I'm just sitting there like, and I'm just waiting for everyone else to do their thing.
Really? It's not the I'm terrified of being killed part?
Well, that too, definitely. I'm terrified of being killed, but then I'm just sort of like, I don't want a game where I spend more time just watching other people hide.
Oh, like, like when we played the Stalker game in GTA 5.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what it is. It's games like that. I don't like a game where I've actually only got one life. Like, I just want to play.
And you immediately lose that life.
I absolutely hate you in that GTA 5 game type. Because,
like, the odds of it happening every time were so little, but you were always the first guy I found.
I just happened to spawn next to you. My controller would immediately shake. I would run to move, and immediately I'm getting, like, stabbed or shot or something. I'm just like...
Yeah, for some reason, Jamie would always spawn, like, 3 feet from me, and I'd just shoot him. And then the one time you got to be the killer.
And the one time I got to be the killer, I went after you. I found you, and you beat me to death with a torch.
Yes! The thing was, you actually found all three of us, because there were four of us playing.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, well, you know what? It's 3-1. We might be able to take him. So I just started swinging at you. And by the time, after the blood was over and you died, I realized the others had run away and I had beaten you by myself.
And then you immediately respawned as the killer because that's how the game worked.
Yeah. And that was... you had like 15 seconds as the killer before I beat you to death. And then I proceeded to kill all of you.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's my only experience with Dead by Daylight in Friday the 13th, the game, is the stalking game type in GTA 5, and that's soured it for me.
I've ruined horror for Jamie. He can't survive. I'm not going to live.
But another game that's actually recently come out on Xbox, at least Xbox, is The Cullen.
The what?
The Cullen is a...
Peter Cullen?
No, a game called The Cullen. But, no, that's I was Googling Cullen and accidentally Googled curling. Not the same thing.
curling. The ultimate sport. If you're Irish. Okay. Jamie, as everyone knows, is not Irish.
God, help me.
What would you do, like, next time you went in to get, like, a colonoscopy or an MRI or whatever it is Jamie gets at the hospital... And they, like, found out that you were, like, that you weren't English, that you were actually Irish or Scottish.
There's a test you can do. What's the test you can do? I'll do that test. Whatever that test is called. There you go.
You're looking up right now to make sure that you're not actually English. Or to make sure that you're actually English, aren't you?
I'm pretty sure I am. But The Cullen... To go back from that. Recently a genre in game that's taken off is the Battle Royale kind of thing. I believe a good one at the moment is called Battleground. The one where all players just spawn on a map, and basically they just have to, like, scavenge stuff, find stuff, and it's last man standing kind of thing. I don't know if you're aware of these kind of games. But the Cullen was an earlier example of this game, which came out probably a year ago on PC. But basically, it's you just spawn, you have nothing, and you could just, there's just things you scavenge. It's like you find, like, you basically find currency in, like, areas and stuff like that, and you could use that to buy stuff or upgrade stuff or weapons or stuff like that. And then you just have to survive. The map gets smaller, like red dots appear, like, to push you into the circle. It's basically what these games are, is they're basically what the Hunger Games movies are.
Okay, I can see that.
But the Cullen was one of the early examples of this. Like, I think kind of died out. At least, like, other games overtook it, but now it's recently been released on Xbox.
But Last of Us multiplayer was kind of like that, where you could build your traps and things in the middle of the battle.
Yeah, you could build traps. It's the kind of thing. It's an anything goes kind of thing. You just spawn. You could team up with people. You kind of just do anything you want. Your only purpose is to just live longest. You could hide. You can go on a killing spree.
Purpose is to live.
It's just a very interesting, like, idea for games that have just recently took off in, like, a big way. Like, this, like, if you looked up, like, what a Battleground, what's the actual name of the genre?
Battleground Player Unknown.
Yeah, that one. But it's just, it's sort of like just a new kind of game idea, kind of, that's just taken off the last year.
Well, I suppose people like it because it's a brutally fair game of chance.
Yeah. I mean,
you can't pay to win in that, because what are you going to pay to win?
Yeah.
You come into that game with nothing but your own hands and maybe a leg.
I absolutely like that idea. I like the idea of a game of 30 people spawning a map. Everyone's at the exact same advantage, basically. And then it just depends on what you do. Like, if you encounter someone who immediately tried to fight you, then that would put you at a disadvantage. But it's the way you play the game. You have to just kind of evolve around the people around you. Like, if you saw someone and you just, I don't know, it's just interesting to me.
Jamie just really likes this game, guys.
I really like it, but it's probably another kind of game that I won't be good at.
Jamie would be the guy who finds nothing all day.
Yeah. The problem with me at the moment is I'm seeing games that I, like, enjoy the idea of, but they're just not my kind of game.
I enjoy the idea of it, I just don't want to play it.
I mean, it's like, I appreciate the game, and I think they're very clever ideas, but they're just not they're not the kind of games I play. Like, at the moment, I've just been playing the Halo Master Chief Collection, just because I've needed a shooter.
Okay.
But with the Master Chief Collection, I've just decided what I do now is I just pick an achievement, and I just make it. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna work towards getting that achievement, and that's kind of it. At the moment, I've been doing a lot of speed runs of the levels. Like, there's a part time for each level, and there's achievement tied to it. So I'll just do that. Just basically racing through the levels.
Jamie's just there for the achievements. That's all he wants.
Yeah, kind of thing. At the moment, it's just not a game. I don't have a game at the moment that I'm interested in the story in any way. Like, I started playing Sniper Elite not too long ago, but that doesn't really have much of a story to it, really, because it's just scenario that you just get put in kind of thing. Like, that's kind of it. I'm waiting for the next big story engaging game. What about you, Dave? What are you waiting for?
I don't know. I think I'll just wait to see what happens at E3, because I don't really have any interesting opinions.
I mean, the thing is, at the moment, I just feel like I don't know what is coming, what is around the corner. I'm waiting for E3 to, like, tell me what I need to be excited
for. E3 is around the corner, which is why you don't know.
I mean, sad news is that Red Dead Redemption 2 won't be at E3, because it's been pushed back.
Yeah, I can live with that.
And the thing with games is, if a game gets pushed back, you've got to just accept that there's a good reason for it.
Or that, yeah, sometimes it just happens, so.
Yeah. It's just the kind of thing where I just don't know what games I'm looking forward to. Because I just... And it's really weird.
You'll find out, though, when it happens.
When E3 happens and it takes off a storm and they announce games. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest. Probably the game that I'm most looking forward to in terms of, like, story and that kind of thing is the South Park game. Just because...
Why am I not surprised?
I appreciate the fact the first South Park game, The Stick of Truth, is perfectly in line with the way that the series runs. Like, South Park, The Stick of Truth is basically watching a South Park season. But you just play it. Like, the dialogue, all that kind of stuff, the writing is perfect. I'm just looking forward to that kind of again.
Yeah. The thing is, though, you have to be a South Park fan to enjoy that kind of thing, and I'm not really into South Park.
It's understandable. But for someone like me who actually... I like South Park. So, the game's everything I kind of want in a South Park game. I'm just looking forward to them actually being like, okay, now it's finally coming out, because they've pushed it back like 4 times. It was meant to be out in December.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll survive, Jamie. So what if it gets kicked back another 4 years?
4 years is a bit much, Dave.
4 years.
They're like, we're not giving you South Park the game until Trump's out the office.
And they'll be teasing it the entire time for you.
Don't do that. If they did that to me, I would... Every podcast would...
And the thing is, it won't be every day. It won't be every day. No. They'll wait until your interest is just about to slip, and then they'll release something new.
They'll be like, here's a brief cut of the opening cinematic.
Just let your... interest just slow, just when it's about to give up, then they hype it back up some more for you, so it never gets old.
No.
It's like a roller coaster of excitement for your brain.
Oh, I don't know if I'd live that. Oh, that sounds awful, Dave. Oh, that sounds absolutely awful. Tell you another game I'm looking forward to is and I hate to say this, Destiny 2.
Screw Destiny.
I'm getting interested in Destiny 2, Dave, and I don't know what I can do about it.
Oh, I'm already being required to. So I don't have a choice. So that means also I don't need to worry about getting excited for it, because it doesn't matter either way.
Like, if
so, to me, it just continues to remain. It's just a thing.
So you saying if Destiny 2 came out and it was a disappointment, you wouldn't mind, because you could at least say constantly rub it in everyone's faces. That the kind of thing. You're like, you made me get this game, everybody.
Yeah, that's about what it is.
Yeah, but I don't know what it is. I'm desperately trying to avoid like seeing Destiny 2 stuff, but then I hear things and I get little things and I'm just like, damn, this is kind of interesting me, and it's made me want to play Destiny again. Like, like, there's only one thing in Destiny that I still want to do, and that's because, and the only thing I want to do left is the Rise of the Machines raid, which is the last raid, because I bought that DLC, and I, and it's like the one bit of content I haven't done. It's annoying me. It's
just, I have never, I didn't get Iron Walls, I don't feel this obligation.
I know, exactly, you're lucky. I bought Rise of Iron, and then I,
and I told you not to, didn't I?
Yep. And I played the first mission, and then Sepix Prime shows up for the fifth time in the bloody game. And I was playing it with Charlie, I just said, why is this guy here again? Why do they think that Sepix Prime, which is just a giant eyeball, basically, why is he an engaging villain that they have to keep bringing back? He's nothing. And that pissed me off more than anything else. And it pissed me off when the bad guys showed up, and they're just the Fallen with pirate legs. All the bad guys in in the Rise of Iron are reskinned Fallen. And I just got...
Yeah, that's all what the bad guys were in Oryx, right? Just reskinned enemies?
Yeah, but they... What was Oryx? Oryx was Taken King, right? Yeah. I don't know what it is. Taken King is probably the only DLC from that game that I enjoyed. In the fact that I felt like... I don't know. Something about Taken King didn't feel like... It felt like they offered stuff. Like, Rise of Iron was just a mountain and reskin levels and that kind of stuff. And Sepix Prime and, like, villains that we'd already seen. I wanted new kind of enemies and new things to show up and stuff like that. Like, also, or at least, I don't know. Like, Destiny 2, I know they're doing some stuff with the Cabal, which I'm okay with because that's the least fleshed out enemy from the first game. But I just don't know why they couldn't have just done that for the first game.
Because Activision said so.
It's just like, it just, there's so much of Destiny where it's just like, I would just see a Fallen enemy and it would just, I was just getting fed up of seeing them so much. Like, the Fallen would just show up every 2 seconds. It was just like, why? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm mad at Destiny, but I'm just mad of how much time I've put into that game and how little satisfaction I got out of it. And now I'm kind of mad that I'm probably going to end up playing Destiny 2.
Don't worry, Jamie. I'll be there to tell you I told you so.
Good, that's all I ask.
They said someone just rubbed the dirt in a bit farther. Twist the knife.
I've got a knife in my back and you're just like, here you go, and you just pour it, and you're just pouring a lemon into it. You're just like, you're shaving a lemon into the cut, into the wounds. Rubbing salt, that kind of thing. I will say this, I like that Destiny 2 is doing a lot more clan related stuff in game instead of having to get an app. It's just one thing that used to annoy me about Destiny 1 is when we do a raid or something like that, and then suddenly Randall and like George and Charlie would all be like, alright, now I'm just going on the app and switching stuff. I'm like, I don't want to download an app to do something. I wish I could just do it now.
You just want, you want it to come out now so you can just go ahead and be angry with yourself.
Kind of, yeah. I don't know. Like, there's certain things about the game I like. I like some of the characters in the game. But they just were never, there was never much to them. Like, I would, like, if I could just do the game and the entire time I was just playing alongside Nathan Fillion's Cade 6, I'd be happy. Like, I don't know.
Will you though?
Think about Nathan.
You're coming on to another rant here.
I'm coming on to another rant. I just came off a rant.
It feels like you're coming on to another one. One that's going to equal color.
True. I just want... Nathan Fillion just makes things better. I want him in more stuff. What's he going to be in recently? I'm going Nathan Fillion will be in Cars 3. Good for him. Alright, so what else could we talk about, Dave?
Yes.
So let's move, Jamie's
worn out after talking about Destiny.
Yeah. I noticed about 10 minutes ago I started this conversation with, I'm actually looking forward to Destiny 2. And then now I'm just full of rage.
Jamie and his rage.
Whew. I feel like that's taken a lot out of me.
It does whenever you rage, which is why I usually start off strong and you come on strong. But you've been strong this whole podcast.
I was strong this whole podcast. I climaxed a little bit too early. It seems.
That's what she said about you.
See, I'll say this. Most podcasts usually end with me ranting about something, and the podcast ends, and then you're just like, God damn it, Jamie. It's usually about Batman. But I'm kind of done with Batman, too. I'm trying to think what's recently happened.
With E3 2 weeks away, nothing much is going to go on.
Yeah. There's no... We're just at that kind of like middle point where we're just waiting for like news to talk and discuss. I mean, we're kind of... I feel like this month... I know Wonder Woman's out right now, but I feel like this month's kind of like the little gap of like not much going on. And I feel like there's obviously a good reason for that. It's the fact that... There just seems to be... There's these weird points of the year... Where they just like, where everyone just agrees all together. Let's just not do anything for a little bit, just to let things, whatever. Although, actually, I know something we could talk about that we haven't talked about.
What would that be?
Have you heard of the? Have you seen the controversy regarding Far Cry 5?
Oh, about the fact that the bad guys are white.
Apparently, it's very anger. It angers people that the villains are aggressive, religious white Americans.
Yeah.
With a wolf.
Yeah, with the wolf.
That wolf was pretty ridiculous.
It is kind of like, you know, yeah, whatever it is. Just wolves. Wolves for days. Wolves are the new Komodo dragons and honey badgers.
Honey badgers.
Actually, I think there are honey badgers in the U.S., so, you know, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You can't get away from the badgers.
I just love the image, because the Far Cry 5, like, poster, I guess what it is, it's just the most over-the-top thing ever, just in appearance. There's guns, there's a wolf on a table, there's an American flag, there's a guy tied up. And then they're all doing that, like, what is it? It's like that Jesus picture kind of thing. They want that kind of pose. Like, it's just so intense.
They're bad guys. That's all it is. It doesn't matter what color they are or where they live. They're bad guys, so we're going to beat the crap out of them.
Yes.
And I'm going to shoot them. And they will die. Then I will take Jamie and I will make him play Destiny 2 so I can watch his own torture.
Is that the goal, is it? We should do a playthrough of Destiny 2 where it's just me and you, and we're just like, it should just be called Destiny 2 with a pinch of salt.
Jamie, I don't want to be miserable. I want to watch you be miserable. It's way more amusing that way.
So I'll live stream the whole game by myself, and you could just watch it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Man.
Or I'll just wait for someone to compile your best moments, and then I can just watch that instead.
Yeah, it's either that, or Destiny 2 will be the best game ever, in my opinion, and I will go on for it, adding on that. It's either you'll enjoy my misery of Destiny 2, or my enjoyment of it will make you miserable.
No, because that way, if it turns out to be really great, I can always tell you I'm the reason you got it, and hold it over you.
So either way,
it's a win-win.
It's a win-win for you.
America!
I don't like that logic, but I can't argue with it.
That's the problem. Few people can. That's why we ended up with Trump as president.
It all comes full circle.
It does.
I now understand politics. That's the tagline of the podcast, everyone.
I now understand politics. And with that, we are going to let the people get back to what they're doing. Thanks, everybody, for watching. We hope you enjoyed this. We hope you also now understand politics. So thanks, everybody, for watching, and we'll see you next season.
Good night, everyone.